Welcome to Fitness Disrupted, a production of iHeartRadio. I am Tom Holland, and this is Fitness Disrupted. 1999, the first year of my Nantucket Beach fitness camp. At the time, I called it the Nantucket Beach Boot Camp. But in just a couple years, I realized I don't really like the boot camp vibe. It's not what I'm about, so I changed it to the Nantucket Beach Fitness Camp. And for over 20 years, I have been holding this camp. 2 weeks, every August, on Nantucket Island, outside on the beach. The only equipment I use are a handful of colored cones and four red flags. And a rope. We do use a rope for some plyometric drills. But it is one of the most special things I have done in my career, and I'm really proud of. Started from nothing, had no money to promote it. Started with just a handful of people, operated in the red for many years. And now it is super popular, have to cap the number of people, have had well over 1,000 people come and go and take the camp. And it's fun. It's everything that I'm about when it comes to my career. It's fitness. It's fun. It's family. I teach as I'm working people out. And over the years, I allowed kids, teenagers, basically, and some younger kids. But my rule of thumb is it's not a day camp. So if people want their 12-year-old to take the camp, they have to do it too, at least one parent. So super fun. Super fun, but super challenging. No, not a lot of equipment. So body weight, exercises, lots of movement, lots of cardiovascular activity, and a warm-up that is everything. This is why I start this show with this camp. Because at the beginning of the camp, I have done this warm-up protocol for well over a decade now. I've refined it, and it's everything. Why? Because working out in the sand is super challenging, and working out all different fitness levels is super challenging. And as I say at the end of almost every show, my goal is to get you the greatest results in the shortest amount of the time with the least likelihood of injury. And that holds true for everything I do, including my Nantucket camp. And after 20 years, we've had aches and pains and tiny issues over the years, but not one major issue. Now, again, things are going to happen. You can't avoid everything. But when you think of the number of people that have come through my camp and the number of, or the body types and fitness levels, that's incredible. Exercising in the sand, super challenging. Around 2.5 times the calorie burn for a reason. It's intense. And thus, the warm-up is critical. And I need to have and create a warm-up that is not just effective, but fun. It's what the people are going to start out doing. And on day one, it's got to be fun because many of these people come every day for 2 weeks. Some people come for 1 week. Some people come for 2 weeks. Some people come for one time. You know, they're only on the island for a day. But I have to make it fun and effective. And that's hard. Commanding a group of 50 or 60 people and getting them to all have a fun yet challenging experience, one of the hardest things you can do as a fitness professional. So it's easy to push them too hard. That's easy. And that's one reason I didn't want to call it a boot camp. You know, telling people to do 100 of something and, you know, just killing them. No. It's about giving a fun yet effective workout with the least likelihood of injury. And so this warm-up protocol I'm going to give you has worked for over 1,000 people for many decades now, and it can work for you for whatever you do, whatever your sport, so that you have the least likelihood of injury. And it goes for your children as well, too, by the way. but most importantly, those of you around my age who are playing tennis, basketball, doing all these things and getting hurt. I'm going to give you a protocol that if you do it, just like everything else, consistency, you will dramatically decrease the likelihood that you do. All right, quick break. When we come back, right into it, 9 warm-up drills to help you not only prevent injury, but increase your performance and increase your enjoyment. We'll be right back. Okay, talking about warm-up drills to help you prevent injury. I talk so frequently about the fact that I'm injury-free because it is so important. And because even this morning as I was walking my dog, yet another conversation with someone younger than myself, lamenting all the injuries he has from playing his recreational sports. Now, 3 main reasons, basic reasons you're going to get injured. There are others, but top 3: muscle weakness, muscle imbalance, and an improper warm-up. So you got to do your strength training, your basic stuff to bulletproof your body. How many shows have I done on that, right? Talked about all the injuries, including, and not, you know, the main ones, especially for men as we get older, hamstrings and calves. So common. Pulled hamstrings, pulled calves. Then you go to your pulled Achilles, your pulled groin muscles, lower body issues from playing your recreational sports. And then you start moving up your body, your lower back issues, and so on. And what I'm talking about here is cardiovascular activity, not so much weights. You know, back when I came out with my first fitness videos, there were some people who said, where's the warm-up? When you're doing push-ups and bicep curls and shoulder presses, if you have a couple minutes to walk on a treadmill or ride a stationary bike, awesome. Do you have to do it? Is it going to decrease the likelihood of injuring yourself while doing a bicep curl? Not a high likelihood of injury during a bicep curl. Playing basketball, playing tennis, soccer, hockey, whatever that sport is, whatever you're doing that requires what? Sudden starts and stops in multiple directions. That's what we're talking about here. Lateral movements especially, full body movements, asking your muscles to fire in a coordinated pattern. So we need a warm-up. And we're not talking about stretching here. You know, done those shows, we'll continue to do the shows on is stretching, you know, important? Does it prevent injury? Does it improve performance? What we're talking about here today is the warm-up you do before to increase the blood flow to your muscles, to increase the temperature, your core body temperature, and warm up those muscles. And the operative word here is progressive. Progressive. You don't come out of the gate doing plyometric box jumps, but the 9th drill we will do is plyometric in nature. And so there is a total method to the madness. A total method to the madness with this camp and the warm-up that goes with it and the same 9 warm-up drills that I will do myself and do with my kids before certain activities. And this is something that all of you listening who have experienced those pulled muscles and are at that age, especially when it's more likely to happen, you cannot expect your body to sit around all week or even, you know, you go for your, you know, short workouts, walks, runs, you do your bike rides. It doesn't matter. You still need to get your body prepared to move quickly, to move in different directions. And that's what we're talking about here. All right. Not talking about stretching, not talking about ballistic stretching, static stretching, although you can work that in. And I'll explain how. But that's not the primary focus here at all. Okay. The drills. You're going to do these basically for 10 yards. 10 yards, 10 steps, somewhere around there. If you're on a football field or, you know, outside where there are markings, you could do that. But generally 10 yards, okay? And you're going to go up and back. So you're going to do each drill twice. You could do it more if you have more time, but you don't have to. So it's just a handful of exercises, of drills that you're going to do over 5 or 10 minutes, and 5 minutes is more than enough. You got a tennis match, you've got a basketball, pickup basketball game, something like that. This is what you do. So 10 yards. And the 10 yards may be on the tennis court itself, on the basketball court itself, on the soccer field. Okay? First one, walking knee to chest. And by the way, I'm going to post this first time ever with the podcast. I'm going to give you a little value add here. This will live on my Instagram account. I'm going to give you visuals of all of this. So if you're listening, I have no idea what he's talking about. Just listen. And then go to Tom H. Fit on Instagram, and you will see this workout there as well, these drills. All right, walking knee to chest. So you're standing, you've got 10 yards laid out, and you start to walk, and you pull your knee to your chest, and you alternate. So you're stretching those hip flexors, slowly, progressively warming. And you're walking on one leg, right? You're alternating. So there's balance, coordination, but you're pulling that knee to your chest with both hands. And you do that for 10 yards, you turn around, and you do it back. Number two, butt kicks. Now, most people feel funny doing these. That's okay. And it's actually one of the reasons, or the main reason, most people won't do what I'm going to give you. I get it, people, and I'll talk about it at the end, because you feel stupid. But I'd rather feel stupid than be injured. Okay, so butt kicks. You're literally trying to kick your butt with your heels. So you're not going for speed, by the way. None of these drills, none of them, it's the opposite, should be done for speed. I actually tell the campers, as I call them, and especially the kids who are learning, this is not a race. The slower person is actually the winner. So you take your time, butt kicks. You are going to slowly jog that 10 feet while trying to kick your butt with your heels. This will also teach you about how flexible you are, by the way, with many of these drills. So now we warmed up, kind of started to warm up the front of your body with the walking knee to chest, warming up those quads, the hip flexors, and then the back of your body with the butt kicks. Okay, front, back. Now we're going to go to lateral. So important. Huge part of what we're talking about here, huge reason people get injured, is we don't train laterally. We don't warm up laterally for sure. And there's so much weakness. You know, you get on a treadmill, you get on a bike, you get on an elliptical, front to back. Where's the lateral stuff? So side shuffle, 10 yards. You're going to shuffle the 10 yards, side shuffle, and then side shuffle back. Getting those lateral movements in, warming up those muscles that are involved in the lateral movements with the side shuffle. All right, now we're slowly starting to get warmed up. Now I want to throw in here, in my Nantucket camp, we have a little more time, obviously. So this one might take you 3 to 5 minutes max, depending on how many reps. I recommend around 2. Up and back is 2 reps. But you can do a little bit more if you have more time, if you're more prone to injury and you need a little bit longer warm-up. But it is no more than 10 minutes at my camp. And that's when I have more time, right? So we just did 3. Walking knee to chest, kind of stretching, moving, getting that body warmed up. Butt kicks, again, working the back of your body, your hamstrings, your glutes. Side shuffle. Now we're adding that lateral element in and getting the blood flow. Now we're going to take it up a little bit. High knees. So now you're going to, again, feel goofy, many people, but you're going to do high knees. You're going to run slowly, pulling those knees as high as you can, pumping your arms and getting those knees nice and high. Really starting to now raise that heart rate even more. Get that blood flowing a little more. Up and back, high knees. Now we're going to take it down a little bit. Let the body recover, but stretch it out. Walking lunges. Now, it may seem counterintuitive. It's almost like an exercise. It is an exercise, but you're going to help to stretch that body out, let the body recover a little bit, and get nice and long. So walking lunges, up and back. All right. Now we're going to take it up even a little bit more. Foot to hand kicks. There's 2 ways you can do this. Same hand to foot or alternate. For now, we're going to do right hand and right foot. So you're going to kick as straight-legged as you can, your right foot up in the air as you're walking, and touch it with your right hand. So you're going to kick your right hand with your right foot, with that right leg being straight. And you're going to alternate right and left. So now we're really starting to warm up those all-important hamstrings. Right hamstring, left hamstring. And yes, so many of you, men especially, going to be tight. You're not going to kick very high. That's okay. You don't want to. This is the warm-up. So controlled movement, warming up those hamstrings a little bit more now, kicking your right foot to your right hand, left foot to left hand, and alternating. And one variation on that would just be to kick right foot to left hand and alternate that way. Just a little different, neither better nor worse, just different. All right, so foot to hand kicks, number six. Number seven, people love to pronounce it karaoke. You can pronounce it any way you want. It's not spelled the same way, karaoke, but we can call it karaoke. And I usually have one person demonstrate this. So this is more lateral movement, and it's where you cross your right foot in front of your left, and then your left in front of your right, twisting from your core as you run sideways, as you run laterally. So now we're taking those side shuffle movements, and we're adding it in a little more complexity. And I like to have people, I want your arms out at the sides, right? And you're twisting. You're twisting. So now even more muscles involved. And lower back, we want to gradually warm up your entire body to do a full body movement, a full body activity. And that's why this is progressive in this way. So we did the side shuffle, and now you're side shuffling, but you're crossing one foot in front, one foot behind, one foot in front, one foot behind. And then you do it back the other way. Again, hands out at your sides, straight out from your shoulders, and you're really getting those core muscles involved. All right, two more. That's it. And I love this one because this one's tough. And being a former defensive back in high school, this was a huge part of that sport for me. Backwards running. So fun and so important and so effective at warming up again those hamstrings and those glutes. So you're going to bend your knees. You're going to pump those arms. Arms are 90 degrees. And now you can take it up a notch. And you're going to run backwards 10 yards, turn around, run backwards again. Now, again, as I alluded to, spoke about quickly, throughout this, you can also add in running, but slow, progressive. So oftentimes what I will have my campers do is I'll do the walking knee to chest. I'll do butt kicks, those first two drills, and then I'll have them jog 50% speed, super slow. And then we'll go to that side shuffle and then the high knees. And then I might have them jog again, 50% though. And then we'll do two more drills. And then I might have them jog again, tiny bit faster. So my point is you can work in super slow progressive running as well. If you have more time, if you need a longer warm-up. But it is not all-out sprints. That would completely defeat the purpose. But if you want to add a little bit more time, a little bit longer warm-up within these nine drills, every third drill or so is another slow jog. So you're doing the drill, then you're doing the jog. All right? And then by the ninth one, I might go 3/4 speed. But the whole point of this is to warm the group up, to warm yourself up, to be ready to go. So the last thing you want to do is go too hard, too early. All right. So backwards running, love this. If you look at these nine drills, what are we doing? We're working in every direction, progressively warming the body up, finishing with, yes, one of my favorites, skipping. And I have to tell the story way back when I was just starting in triathlon. It was actually my first Ironman, training for it, knew nothing. And there were two of the best coaches at the time in town, in New York City, Paul Huddle and Rock Fry. And someone said, you should take this full day of training with them. And I said, okay. And didn't even know who they really were at the time and super famous. And we swam, biked, and ran, and they critiqued all of the above, full day. And long story short, when we went to Central Park and did these, many of these drills, these very same drills, by the way, and we did skipping, I was skipping wrong. I mean, it's hard to skip wrong, but I had the wrong arm going up. And I think part of it was I was just, you know, so self-conscious that you can only skip wrong one way, and I did it. But skipping does what? It's plyometric. So now we're adding that bounce that is so important, asking your calf muscles, asking your lower body muscles, your Achilles, to react more quickly. And that's so important with the warm-up, because that is where so many of the issues and problems lie, is that you don't warm your body up, you don't warm it up progressively, you don't throw in any of these plyometric movements before you get all competitive and you're playing doubles tennis against your friends. And it's no question that issues can arise and will arise if you don't warm up. Injuries are not inevitable. Yeah, bad luck happens, but when you do these things, what? It's the term I use almost every episode. Consistently, you dramatically decrease the likelihood of getting injured. All right, final break. Going to put it all together. Go through it one more time. 9 drills you should do to prevent injury. We'll be right back. Final break. You know, as I alluded to, spoke about briefly, I know most of you won't do these. I know, like my dad. I always use my dad as kind of when I'm bouncing ideas, putting things together as far as fitness. I go, with my dad, he would never do these things. But he also doesn't play basketball. He does. He's in his 70s. He still runs, still does marathons, but he doesn't do the sudden start and stop sports. And let me say that, by the way, for you runners who are running slowly long distances, myself included, I'm in that group. I don't need to do this before a long, slow run, most people's typical run. Because what? You're not asking your body to do sudden starts and stops. Now, if I were going to the track to do a speed workout, 100% need to do this. 100%. So sudden starts and stops or high rates of speed, force development, right? Doing 440s on the track, yes. But you don't need to, your warm-up for a 10-mile run is your first couple miles. Your warm-up for your 4-mile run is the first couple miles, okay? But I know the vast majority of people who are listening won't do these before your doubles tennis, won't do this, but you should. 3 to 5 minutes. If you need to go hide and do it somewhere where people can't see you, fine. But even better, recruit your friends you're playing with to do it with you. Make it fun. Again, tennis court, basketball court, either, you know, long ways or sideways, horizontally or vertically on the court. Go through them. Walking knee to chest, butt kicks, side shuffle, high knees, walking lunges, foot to hand kicks, karaoke, backwards running, and plyometrics. And not only will these help you in your sports, but these are going to help you in your activities of daily living too, by the way. So that's where I'm going to end this. For those of you who are saying, I don't even do any of those things, Tom, you're talking about. Okay. But guess what? This is a great workout to do in your backyard to keep those neuromuscular connections, to work on balance, to work on coordination, to move your body in a fun, functional way. So this could be a morning routine done a few times a week, and it just takes a couple minutes. All right? It's all of these things done consistently, as I will bore you to death with, over and over, that give you the quality of life, the micro workouts, the core exercises, the flexibility, all of the things that if you only do a couple, then yeah, you're going to do them for hours on end. But when you're doing all of these different things, you don't have enough time. to do an hour of all of them, nor should you. And my most successful clients, especially in the performance realm, did all of the little things consistently. The warm-up, the cool-down, the pre-workout nutrition, the post-workout nutrition, the sleep, focusing on all of the little things done consistently. All right, so there you go. 20 years of Nantucket Beach Fitness Camp, thousands of people coming through, well over 1,000. Can't be wrong, but you got to do it. It's common sense, it's science, and it's consistency. All right, again, if you're like, okay, no idea what you just went through, Tom, go to Instagram, Tom H. Fit. I will have this up there, quick demonstrations of all nine. And I'm telling you, if you want to continue to enjoy what you enjoy, injury-free, gotta do the little things consistently. And 3 minutes of these exercises, of these drills, will help you live your best life. All right. Thank you for listening. Again, comment, rate the show wherever you listen. If you want to reach out, again, Tom H. Fit is Instagram, Tom H. Fit is Twitter, fitnessdisrupted.com. You can email me through the site, and the brand new gym online fitness content hub for me is tomhollandfitness.com. Slow rollout of all my content is going up there, tomhollandfitness.com. Thank you so much for listening. I could give you all the sexy stuff and all the supplements and all that kind of stuff that you don't need. It's the little things done consistently, excessive moderation. Thank you for listening. I am Tom Holland. This is Fitness Disrupted. Believe in yourself. Fitness Disrupted is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.